G'day, Danny.
Morning, Jen.
What is the latest with Latrell Mitchell? Is it true in that the Roosters have withdrawn their offer in light of offers from other clubs, and that he's free to not only negotiate with other teams, but to go to a new team in 2020?
Jimmy, there was a meeting yesterday between Trent Robinson and Latrell Mitchell. I don't think there are any managers there or anything like that. I think it was at Latrell's house. And at that meeting, Trent Robinson simply said to Latrell, the offer's off the table. If you want to start looking around properly, you go look around and basically do your best.
Are the Roosters hierarchy frustrated because Latrell doesn't seem to be showing them some loyalty? I mean, they signed him as a young man. They've obviously paid him a lot of money over the last couple of years. And are they disappointed that, you know, they've created this environment for him, they've looked after him, and now he wants to go and look at his other options?
Yeah, I think, Laurie, they're absolutely frustrated. They don't really know how to handle the situation other than to take the offer away, because they believe that there is no centre in the game getting better than $800,000 a year. And I'm struggling to think of many who do. I mean, you might say Jack Bird's getting more, but he wasn't signed by the Broncos as a centre. So they figured they would make the best possible offer to a centre in the competition, and that's $800,000, and that's for Latrell. And I think they are absolutely frustrated, and I think that they're not happy that he's been shopping himself around. They figure that, you know, they're a strong club. They've spent a lot of time with Latrell, dealing with things and nurturing him. And obviously Latrell has given a lot back to the Roosters on the field, as we all know. And he's an out-and-out match winner. They believe that, you know, things are pretty even there in terms of what he's done for them and what they're doing for him. And they're not happy at all.
Obviously, they are frustrated. Do you believe that they will release him out of his contract and allow him to go on sign with another club for next season?
Laurie, I can't speak for the Roosters, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. If a club came to them and Latrell was happy, I wouldn't be surprised if they let that happen. That's how bad things have got.
Danny, likely clubs that he may end up at, and let's say if he did go to a Bulldogs, would they be looking to do some big extravagant deal like we have seen in the past with the Cherry Evans, etc.? Would it be this big long-term deal considering his young age?
At the moment, I've been trying to find out which clubs are interested in Latrell, and I think that the club that keeps coming up is the Bulldogs. There was a whisper of Parramatta, which the Bulldogs have heard as well, but I spoke to Brad Arthur about that a couple of days ago, and he said, no, we're not looking at Latrell. So I think there's a bit of history between Latrell and the Newcastle Knights. It's obviously he's from Taree, and I think that in an ideal world, if there hadn't been some overlooking of Latrell's talent in the past, I would have thought Newcastle would have been a really good home for Latrell. Again, I don't think they have the money, although things can change. But at the moment, if you're looking through everything, Bulldogs have been in the box seat. The Rabbitohs have been very quiet on the whole Latrell situation. They'll probably have some money up their sleeve, but they probably need a middle forward more than anything at the moment, given what's going on with Sam Burgess.
Hey, Danny, is also at play what's playing out for the managers at the moment as well? There's been changing to the contracts that players sign with managers in that they can get out of those within 3 months. They can't do it if managers sign players to long-term contracts. So do you think that forms a part of what Wade Rushton is trying to do with Latrell Mitchell? Because there have been all sorts of rumours around about just who exactly is going to manage Latrell in the future.
Yeah, look, well, Wade Rushton apparently has a contract with Latrell Mitchell. If you ask Wade Rushton, he says he does. But I know for a fact that Latrell is saying to people he's not happy with his manager. The fact that the manager hasn't been across everything in regards to the Bulldogs and other such dealings indicates that that's the case. That's another difficult situation with the Latrell Mitchell case, because we're not exactly sure. I don't know if the Roosters are sure. I don't know if Latrell's sure who his manager is. So He had the problems also earlier with Steve Deacon, his previous manager. He got out of that, got into a new manager. But I don't know whether Latrell is necessarily happy with what his current manager has done for him. So it's very...
This is a text message that just came in. Boys, can you ask Denny if there's any truth? Penrith are talking to Latrell and Cody Walker. Have you heard that one?
Interesting. I know there are people who are connected to Latrell, not his manager, who believe that Penrith would be a good place for him to go. It's an interesting text message that somebody who might know something that's going on. I know that has been brought up. I don't know if anything has happened formally or informally at this point.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm a Dragons man. I'd come to the Dragons, Latrell. We've got a bit of coin as well to spend. What about Cody Walker? Because we saw that story pop up this morning in the telly. Any clubs possibly that are on Cody's radar, etc.?
Look, I saw Dean Ritchie had that story. I'm not across it. Who wants Cody Walker at this stage? I do know that Cody Walker is highly regarded at the Rabbitohs, and when the Sam Burgess thing was all happening, he was mentioned to me as a possible leader at South Sydney. So it'll be disappointing if he can't strike a deal at the Rabbitohs. But he'd be in high demand. He's Laurie's got a high opinion of him. I know that, particularly as a leader. And I feel like South Sydney's a good club for him.
Yeah, I think South is the right club for him. But again, he's testing himself out there on the open market. What about Sonny Bill? It's believed that he signed a two-year deal for $10 million over there with the Toronto Wolfpack to play in the Super League.
The exact situation is that Sonny Bill has made his mind up to go to Toronto. I think documentation will take place later in the week, but he has made his mind up. That's where he wants to be for the next 2 years. And, yeah, the money is just astonishing. I mean, I've never heard of a deal quite like it. The money part of the deal had been sorted out, from what I can understand. Then the owner of the Wolfpack said to Williams and his management that they can also have some equity in the club as well, without really, you know, requesting that. So they've got such a huge opinion of him. They see him as a David Beckham-style figure, someone who can really go beyond just the football team, which is what they're hoping. And that's why they're paying such huge money, because there's no doubt Sonny's, 33, 34. He's at the back end of his career. So obviously a big part of what he's going to be doing is raising awareness and profile for that team.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Denny, appreciate that this morning. And, if of course, we can read you in the Sun Herald, Sydney Morning Herald, and watch you on Channel 9. So keep yourself up to date with all the latest news in rugby league.